Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into the third hour on this seventh day of February 2008. Larry Nichols worked in the CIA and Black Ops overthrowing nations. Going to talk some about that before he leaves us. Very interesting. We're talking about the Clintons, their crimes, who they work for, the activities they're going to carry out. Larry, so many conservatives were against Clinton, and they were against everything communist. Now they're not worried about communists. They're worried about the Muslim extremists, which we all know our government runs and controls. And so many conservatives now are emailing me, calling me, saying, look, I don't care. I support Hillary. A bunch of national talk show hosts, Republicans, have been endorsing Hillary. We've had Ann Coulter saying she's for Hillary, quote, she's our girl. It's come out that Fox News has covertly been raising money for her and advising her. The White House, they admit, has, quote, been helping write her speeches. I told people about this years ago. Now it's out. We know they're intelligence operatives at a level way above what you were at. We know that's why they recruited you. And then you saw the narcotic trafficking and wouldn't go along with it. What do you say to Ann Coulter? What do you say to all these big former neocons who are now saying we support Clinton? I mean, that shows you that's who's going to be president. They're now all bowing down to her, and it shows the fix was in as soon as she got into the Senate. I mean, what do you say to those mainline conservatives right now that are starting to support Hillary?
Who's you, Alex? But what makes us believe that there have been two parties? What?
I know there hasn't been since they blew Kennedy's head off in 63.
Yeah. I mean, these people are going to do what they're told to do. Look at Bill O'Reilly. Man, when I met Bill O'Reilly, he was with Hard Copy. Now he's this media. Bill O'Reilly knows no more about the news or what's going on than my English bulldog. But the problem, folks, is this. We're under invasion. We're under full invasion. Now, you don't believe me. Let me give you a test. Now, I'm sorry, Alex, about my voice. I just spent a week on a slab in the hospital, and I just got out. I want y'all to take a test. Open your front door, get in your car, and drive. Drive by buildings that used to be big plants where Americans worked. Drive by construction sites where Americans used to lay bricks.
All you see is illegal aliens.
And all you see is illegal aliens.
It's way more than 30 million.
Yeah, yeah. There's that many in California. Y'all, we're under invasion. And once they get here, where are we going to go? What are you going to do? And once you lose your family, once you lose your money, once you lose your ability to live, you become a puppet to the government. And you become a slave.
And they're going to have the welfare, and they're going to have the make-work jobs, and they're converting the universities and the scholarships over to police jobs, surveillance, homeland security. They're going to force people into this, and then Americans, whether you're white, Hispanic, black, Asian, doesn't matter, we're going to lose our standard of living, and we're all just going to be third-world slaves like they are in Mexico or Nicaragua or El Salvador.
Look, all you got to do, go to Nicaragua. I asked Adolfo Calero once. I was in Managua. Excuse me. Here were these beautiful buildings, and they were all covered in vines and just destroyed. I said, how did it happen? He said, it happened overnight.
Stay there. I want to hear about that. I want to hear about how to beat the Clintons, beat the New World Order, from your perspective, Larry Nichols. And then I want to get into talking to Ahmed Dinajid, talking to Al Maliki, and a lot more on the other side of Larry Nichols. A very important interview, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Larry Nichols, I want to start moving quickly with you now. You were finishing up when you were talking to one of the leaders down there. I believe you're talking about Nicaragua. Please continue.
I mean, they said it happened overnight. 1 minute, it was just a peaceful community, and next minute, Sandinistas came in, took over, and it became a puppet state. Now, folks, listen to me. If we don't talk about anything else the rest of the day, Alex, I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you, son. Hillary's mine. Ain't nobody can stop Hillary from being president but me. Nobody has the documents. Nobody has the evidence. I got it. She's either got to go over me or through me. That ain't going to save the country. There's one thing you can do and save the country tomorrow. Save it tomorrow. And we proved it. You have proven it. When Bush was president and the Republicans were in control of both houses, they were just like little Indians. Whatever Bush wanted, they just marched in a row. It took just a little bit of a balance of power of the Democrats to take away from the Republicans. And you learned, Alex, the key to this nation, the key that our forefathers gave us. You hear me? Our forefathers, they're the ones that taught us what to do. We need citizen legislators. Folks, there has never been a time You know, how did I beat Clinton? There was no way to beat Clinton because, I mean, he had control of everything. But I picked my time. I picked women, of all things, to attack Bill Clinton with, which you really thought was the craziest thing on earth. Right now, the American people do not want Republican or Democrat. They're fed up with both. If y'all will get out and get on the ballot, don't buy yard signs. Don't buy ads on TV. Don't go up and down your street advertising. Just get whatever you got to do to get your name on the ballot, from dog catcher to congressman to senator, as an independent. Then what happens, Alex, is Hillary has no power. She has no power. Because we have citizen legislators there to block her.
The problem is, Larry, and they don't have the electronic, you know, fraudulent machines everywhere, but about 40% of the country now, is that the establishment, the puppet masters, as you call them, in the last 10 years have moved in with the fraudulent machines so they can organize effective fraud to keep that rebellion by the people at the ballot box from going through.
I have rigged more voting machines than most people have ever seen. I will teach you how to beat that. You don't have to do anything. All you got to be, just, you know, Joe Blow on the ballot. You know, one's Republican, one's Democrat, and then here's this guy, Joe Blow. And people say, well, what do you stand for, Joe Blow? Don't tell them. Don't tell them, because if you tell them, Alex, you're in 40-40-20. 40-40-20 means if somebody, if you like this, somebody hates it. So you don't tell them. What difference, Alex, would it make if Al Capone were in Congress? What in God's name could he do any more to this country?
Well, Larry, let's expand on that. I think the key here is, as you said, continue to expose how they're getting rid of our sovereignty, North American Union. This is the end days for this country if we don't turn it around now. It's serfdom.
But look at the army you've got. You've got people that drive nails. They're not driving nails. Go to the – look what happened in this election. This election that you just saw is proof that what I'm telling you will work. People will show up if they think they can win.
Now, you're talking about the 2006 election where they put Democrats in wanting change.
Yeah.
And they didn't get it, so now you think they're going to go for independent. I agree. Ron Paul needs to soon run for independent. They're talking about him winning a brokered convention. How would he win a brokered convention when he's going to get less than 10% of the vote?
He's not going to win it. It's not at the presidential level. That's
I agree. I've always said, why do we have 50-60% turnout at the national level, but then 8% on average at the local?
I tell you what Ron Paul can do. Ron Paul can go around this nation, and he can say, you, Mr. Farmer, you, Mr. Nail Driver, you, Mr. Roofer.
He's been doing that.
Get your name on the ballot.
He's been doing that.
And if we can get enough independents in Congress.
There'll be so many independents running, they can't engage in fraud everywhere and fix it.
They can't stop it. You got it.
Well,
now, Alex,
mm-hmm.
You're the only one with a voice big enough to do that, buddy.
Oh, I mean, my show's pretty good size, but I mean, it, if the listeners move on ideas, it can certainly have an effect. And I think out of a toolbox of things, that's certainly there. But also what you did on talk radio, going back, you know, to 1994, 1995, 96, 97, is going out to the grassroots stations. The big ones are owned and run by the neocons, but going out to the grassroots and reminding people. I mean, people have short memories, but they remember how bad Bill Clinton is. And I don't think all the Ann Coulters and Sean Hannity's defending Hillary now and saying she's a good girl. I don't think that's going to work.
Hey, you let them mess with me. You know, I've known Ann Coulter. I've known Sean Hannity. Let them mess with me. Let them get me on. Do you ever see me on TV?
No.
I mean, do you not believe in a race where it's about Hillary Clinton, that the one man that did more damage to the Clintons during the entire Clinton era should at least be interviewed when they're interviewing anybody that might have ever known a shoe they ever wore?
But like you said, The establishment fix is in. We're going to have to have you back for a second interview, Larry, but in the time we've got left, I want to switch gears over into the cable cutting. Now it is six cables, the open buildup of troops, open discussions of attacking Iran. You've talked to the Iranian leader. You've talked to the Iraqi leader. Let's talk about talking. Again, you have these sources going back to the Mujahideen and your CIA operations there, Larry. Let's go back here first and talk about your discussions with al-Maliki.
Maliki is ready with a government that they have already formed, that is set up. You see, they were running under, until the 16th of last month, what's called the Bremer Provisional Government. Our government gave them all these benchmarks to hit. Yeah, but do you know what the little trick was?
Tell me.
They rigged it to where they couldn't hit any of them.
Well, they want to stay there to keep the oil from flowing, to keep prices up.
Right. Now, Maliki is autonomous. Iraq now is an autonomous nation.
Their puppet ceased to be a puppet. What, 6 months ago, he said, I want you to leave.
And he told them, and remember what Bush said. Bush said, when y'all stand up, we'll stand down. Maliki stood up. He's standing up. But they're trying not to leave, and they're trying to start a kick fight between Iran. You know, they were saying that Iran was providing all of these weapons into Iraq, and I'm sitting here. I mean, I'm talking to them, Alex. I'm talking to them. And I go on the air, and I go, show them to me. Show us. We noticed they never showed us. They're trying to start a regional conflict. If you understand...
Well, that's the old... That's the 1983 Israeli plan that we've adopted. Break the place up, break each nation in 3 to 4 parts, sow sectarian violence against Shiite, Sunni, and the Kurds, and that's been the policy, and they've carried out the policy.
Well, if you understand the plan that's been around since I've been around, you control through chaos.
Order through chaos.
Yep. And so that's why, unless we stop it, it ain't going to end.
And it's hard for black ops to build something, make something good. It's easy to destroy and get everybody killing each other.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my God. Let me ask you this. They were talking about insurgents, and I'm sitting here going, what are you talking insurgents?
And it turns out the government was funding all the sides and giving them weapons.
Well, yeah, go figure. I mean, if the Sunnis hated the Shias and the Shias hated the Sunnis and they were fighting each other, right, then why would you need an insurgent to come in and start a fight between them? They ought to do it automatically, right?
Absolutely.
It is ready. It's time. We have to stand up. We have to stand up through our people, through our voices, through our Congress, through Ron Paul.
Folks, you have to put the maximum effort out. Tell us a little bit about the work you did in Afghanistan. And when you first, I mean, when was the first time you talked to Ahmadinejad?
Well, I talked to him because they were negotiating a thing between Maliki. At that time, if you'll remember, America did not want Maliki to negotiate with Iran. And because I'm a Mujahideen, and I knew Sistani, I was able to help set up a negotiation.
When did you first get into Afghanistan? How long were you there?
I was there, I guess, what, maybe 84, 85. 2 years.
What were you doing?
Killing Russians.
Were you with the teams, or were you bringing weapons in?
Well, I mean, we would run weapons across Pakistan.
On the mules?
Yeah, into the mountains in Afghanistan, and then you just sit back and shot Russians until the Russians quit. I mean, it was fun. I mean, it was something to do.
Stay there. I want to talk about when you talk to al-Maliki, when you talk to Ahmadinejad. And this is amazing information. People that find all this hard to believe, everything Larry Nichols has ever told me is checked out. This is the guy who they admit brought all the big scandals on Clinton. We'll be right back with Larry Nichols on the other side. Then I'm going to have Larry ride shotgun with us when we have the Veterans Against McCain coming on.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
One of America's greatest patriots, Patrick Henry, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." It was Patrick Henry who forced the Bill of Rights to be added to the Constitution, your unalienable or unchangeable right to religious freedom, freedom of the press, freedom of speech, or the right to own a gun. There are certain movements underway to strip you of these unalienable, unchangeable rights today. To help you grasp the loss of these freedoms, we'll send you absolutely free a one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. It's absolutely free. Operators are standing by to assist you. Just call right now.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
We don't need no education. We don't need no
Larry Nichols, any websites, phone numbers, contact info you want to give out for other talk show hosts that might want to interview you? Or
My number is 501-329-1159.
Well, let's give that out at the end of the interview, because I would ask listeners to not just call you, because you might get 1,000 phone calls.
Let me explain to you about Iran, may I please?
Go ahead.
Because nobody does. Ahmadinejad, he's got nukes, folks. He had them. He got them from Korea. He got them from China. He got them from Russia. He doesn't need nuclear plants to build plutonium rods to create nuclear weapons. You know what their problem is, Alex? Their oil is drying up into sludge, and they need the power. They need the power.
Well, they are building peaceful plants that have nothing to do with uranium enrichment. I don't know if they have weapons, as you say. I know that our government helped give Pakistan the weapons. Why would the U.S. help Pakistan get nukes?
Well, go figure. Look, our job in the Middle East is to keep that place in turmoil. And as long as it's in turmoil, then there's one bunch that supposedly has the big stick that controls it all, which are the major oil companies. But let me tell you, Nuri al-Maliki ain't putting up with it anymore. He's had it. He's finished. And so he's made alliances with Iran, with Syria.
Why do you think they killed Bhutto?
Why do you think?
Well, I'm asking you, Larry.
Because they didn't want any stability. Actually, they killed her because there was a plan at the same time to kill Maliki and the rest of them.
Yeah, that's the M.O. I've got. And they machine gunned her in front of everybody and then blew her up and then said she hit her head. And then hundreds of witnesses and videos came out of it being a lie. And our media is telling us that their current dictator
is on TV in front of us. And everybody just goes, okay. See, we're all looking at the Super Bowl. We're all looking at this election. What y'all better be careful of is what you're not looking at. Now, I want to say one thing very clear. I want to say it right now. If you think I'm against the American soldier, then you need to come to 58 Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas. Because we're going to fight. There's no better soldier. No better. No braver. But you got to understand you got to be a soldier to understand what's happening to them. These kids are serving 2, 3, 4, 5 tours. Alex, they're coming back. Have you been standing by somebody when their head got blown off? Have you done that?
No, I haven't.
Let me tell you, it's a pretty impressive thing.
They're feeding our troops into a meat grinder. They're keeping them in over 4 tours. That wasn't done in Vietnam, World War II. It's like...
Yeah, now, let me give you a little tip. Look at all the generals. Look at the generals, and I want you to look on their left breast. And if you don't see this long blue rifle, which is called a 90-day badge, that guy ain't ever even been in combat. We've got American soldiers right now playing chicken and egg. Can you believe that? Chicken and egg. What's chicken and egg? Let's say you and I, we're on one corner, all right, of a four-way intersection, right? And we're sitting in an old building that's been blown up. We get a call from command, and you know what they tell us to do, our squad?
Talk into your phone.
They tell us to go across the street and set up perimeter at the other service station on the other side. You know why? So that when we cross, the enemy will shoot at us, and then we'll know where the enemy is so we can shoot back at them.
Yeah, they put them in those little troop deployments for, quote, security as bait.
It's called the chicken and the egg. Why do that? What difference does that corner make than the other one? Just sit there. The bad guys will come to you. If you've been in battle, if you've been in combat, trust me, if they're bad guys, they'll come to you. They'll come to you. And then you know what you do? You kill them. Then nobody gets hurt. Everybody comes home. Our soldiers need to come home now.
But they've 70%+ are against the war, but they tell us they're going to stay there, showing the puppet masters run everything. Stay there, Larry Nichols. We've got Ted Sampley of Veterans Against McCain coming on to break down who he is. He's just like Bob Dole, like you said, meant to lose to Hillary Clinton. We'll be right back with our guest, Larry Nichols.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091, or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Larry Nichols is riding the shotgun with us for the rest of the half hour. We're going to have Ted Lane Sampley up for a full hour either next week or the week after that. 30 minutes is not enough. I can't go over his incredibly distinguished military career. He heads up Vietnam veterans against John McCain. In Vietnam, Staff Sergeant Sampley served as company commander of the 36 Mike Force Civilian Irregular Defense Corps Company, assigned to operate along the Cambodian border during that year of combat. Sampley was awarded 4 Bronze Stars, the Army Commendation Medal, and the Vietnamese Cross of Gallantry. And, of course, he was in the Green Beret Special Forces. In 1970, Sampley was reassigned to the 3rd and later the 6th Special Forces Group at Fort Bragg, where he continued his military training, and it just goes on and on. All the things he did in Vietnam, he got, 4 Bronze Stars while he was there in Cambodia and Vietnam. And I've had veterans on years ago who were actually in the camp with McCain. He made all the propaganda films. He spilt his guts immediately. And he's anti-gun, pro-open border. His wife has campaigned for Hillary, where Hillary Clinton pins. You watch. It's just like Bob Dole. They're running a dead horse against Clinton. And it's going to be Hillary Clinton. And I told you that Romney was going to step down. He's done that today. And that's exactly what Larry Nichols, who helped bring out the first scandals on the Clintons and many others, is saying as well. He's waiting in the wings to pop in and make some comments. Mr. Shambly, you've got the floor. We appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me on board.
Just condense it down as much as you can. When you first learned about McCain, why you head up this organization or some other groups putting out the same info. I mean, it's not just what he did in the war. They call him Mr. Anti-Corruption. He was part of the Keating Five. It's like having Hermann Göring running the Nuremberg trials. I mean, break down who John McCain really is.
John McCain is a chameleon, like a lizard, a reptile that changes. It turns the color of the limb he's on at the time, and he gets away with it because he forever has had the liberal talking heads in this country, the Tim Russerts and Chris Matthews, that crowd adore him and cannot say enough good about him. And they have built this false image of a POW resistor hero. If you go back and read his record very clearly, at the best you can give John McCain was he was a POW survivor who traded information for better medical care and other niceties. Special gifts he got from the communists. So he collaborated very seriously. But I got on to John. I know John McCain personally. I met him in 1986 or 88, somewhere in there. I think it was 88 when he was in Congress. And it was over the POW issue, and I was in his office, and I just it just wasn't a good feeling. There was supposed to be a casual conversation. I thought he acted a little bit like the screw was loose a little bit, because as we were talking, and I was talking about the men left behind, he got up and started walking around, and then he paced right out of the office and left me sitting there. Didn't say yay, nay, or anything. And I got up and kind of tagged along behind him, and he just outpaced me, so I just went on about my way. But the real concern was in 1992, during the Senate Select Committee on POW Affairs, that Senate studied it, the Senate commissioned, it took 18 months to study and report on what happened to the American servicemen known to have been alive in captivity but not returned at the end of the war. McCain, you would think, would be the best friends of the families of the men missing and still missing and left behind. He turned out to be Hanoi's best friend. And we started looking closely, and he had for some time been carrying water for the communist Vietnamese, trying to pass legislation or get legislation passed that would open the door to give communist Vietnam normalized relations, something that we didn't want until the communist Vietnamese fessed up to what they did with our men.
And that's why he worships them, and they call him the songbird, is because they've got all the dirt on him.
Have everything that he did. They kept meticulous notes. And not only do the Vietnamese communists have it, the Chinese have it, the former Soviets, which would be the Russians' intelligence, have it, the Cubans have it, and there was even some Palestinian involvement as observers observing the interrogation of American prisoners of war.
Could you call him the ultimate security risk if he was going to be the commander-in-chief?
Absolutely. And when one other entity has it, the CIA knows what he did. So there's a man that at the slightest threat, that if any of those collaborations, the seriousness of them is made public, he'll go under. So he's going to have to bend when the CIA tells him to bend.
Let's bring Larry Nichols in here because he's an expert on this, and he was involved in Black Ops as well. Larry, you were talking earlier, this is exactly who they love. He's friends with the Clintons. Bill Clinton has said it's going to be a sweetheart race between the two. What do you think's happening here with McCain and how the media and the establishment is firmly behind him? Is it because they can destroy him any minute so they know he's totally compromised?
Well, he's totally blackmailable. I mean, that's exactly what the sergeant's talking about.
Continue, Mr. Sampling.
Yeah, well, one of in Special Forces, my training was very extensive. I spent 7 years in Special Forces out of my 10 years in the Army. Part of my training was at Fort Huachuca, Arizona, Operations Intelligence School. I was trained as an interrogator. I was trained on what to look for. I was also trained in what to try to achieve with a prisoner. And one of the things you want to achieve is to neutralize them and then control them. And the way you do that is you get them to do something they're not supposed to, or get them to do something against one of the other prisoners, And then you hold that over his head. Well, I'm going to tell this other prisoner, you're the one that told on him and he caused him to get the mess beat out of him, if you don't tell me some more. And then he's caught in this trap. He has to keep talking and keep talking and keep talking. That's the position that McCain is in when it comes to what happened in the Hanoi Hilton.
And there's no doubt they're still controlling him today.
Well, he went back to Vietnam and in front of witnesses. And Bob Dornan, former Congressman Bob Dornan, would tell you this. And McCain said to the Vietnamese in front of, if you ever release my files, you'll never see normalized relations. Then he come back to the United States and use his authority as a senator to get all the POW records sealed. So he's covered.
How many men at that time when he got those sealed do we know were left behind?
The number has varied depending on who's counting, but Senator Bob Smith and former Congressman Billy Hendon, they're coming up with the numbers that could be as 200 or 300. We know there was a second tier of prisoners, a secret tier that none of the other prisoners knew about. The Soviets were very interested in our pilots because at that time our pilots were zooming in and getting through the SAM system, missile system. That was the same system that was defending Moscow. And so they were very interested in what they could get out of these pilots. And they got a lot. And all of that is sealed. McCain's not the only one that collaborated. A lot of them did.
And, Mr. Sampley, you do realize that they have cheapened the word hero with John McCain.
Absolutely. He got a Silver Star, and I can trace it. The dates he got the Silver Star, I read the citation, were the same dates that he, quote-unquote, was trading military information for better medical care.
And well, his daddy was the head of the Pacific Fleet.
And his granddaddy was a famous admiral also.
Right.
So that's why he got that.
The problem is... Mr. Sampley, and I am for you, I support you, I honor you. But what they're going to do now, after the Swift Boat deal, you know what you're up against.
Absolutely. I was involved in the Swift Boat deal against John Kerry. I was one of the leaders. We just we reinvented the organization and turned it against John McCain.
Oh, so you know...
John O'Neill.
Yeah.
And you know this time... The media is going to be ready for you.
What about
they're blasting us left and right.
You know, I ought to get you. Then you know Dr. Corsi, right?
Right.
Yeah, he's a regular guest here.
Let me say this now. We are planning right now a counteroffensive, and we're going online on the internet probably tomorrow or the next day. But we're opening an offensive called GOP Tea Party. And in the spirit of 1773, when the colonists rebelled against the King of England and tossed all that tea over, we're going to rebel against the Republican Party, and we're going to toss McCain over. We hope to make it so hot for McCain between now and September, the convention, that this Republican establishment is really going to be rethinking this thing.
But they're all dropping out. Are you going to go for Huckabee or Paul?
Here's what we're going to do. We only got to move 5 to 10% of the conservative Republican base. Simply get people to pledge that they will not vote for McCain under any circumstances and sign a pledge to that.
Well, here's the deal, sir. I don't believe these polls. I think something stinks. We've seen evidence of fraud. I know Republicans. I'm on a whole bunch of stations, and I do interviews all the time on other stations. I can't find Republicans that support McCain. I don't believe that he's actually winning. I mean,
he's winning with less than 30% of the about 30% of the Republicans.
Well, as bad as Romney is, he was better than McCain, and now he's dropped out.
Absolutely. Well, but people don't understand or don't realize that there are a lot of left-leaning Republicans now. The Republican Party has digressed. And so one of our objectives is the Tea Party is to jettison all of them and reestablish the conservative Republican Party. And McCain is the people rallying around McCain are left to center.
So you're going to do this, but you're not going to be able to support a candidate. I mean Ron Paul.
The only pledge is we'll not vote for John McCain.
And then you're left
Ron Paul jumps up there. Vote for Ron Paul.
I understand. Well, that's who I will. But I mean,
he jumps up there. I probably will too.
We better get this word out really fast. I wonder if all
we got to September.
I wonder if all the fake mainline Republicans are going to have you on. They better.
Well, we're doing quite a few radio shows. I'm doing one or two a day in sizable radio shows, and I appreciate you guys inviting me. This is news, by the way. This is the first time we've announced this program, this campaign we're starting. But we're going to be on the line. It's GOPTeaParty.com.
Give us all the details. You got the floor. Break it down for us.
Well, we're setting up a website. It should be ready in 2 or 3 days. GOPTeaParty.com, in the spirit of 1773, when the Boston Tea Party, when the colonists rebelled against the King of England, we're going to rebel against the Republican Party. We're going to start a revolution within the Republican Party to cleanse it of all the left-leaning Republicans. They're showing themselves around McCain right now. And McCain, I don't care what you say, is a leftist. If you look at his major activity. Not
well, what he is a globalist New World Order minion.
Well, but see, what you're doing, Mr. Stanley, is smart. You see, people believe because you say you're a Republican, you're a Republican.
Exactly.
You're not. Lindsey Graham's not a Republican.
We have drifted so far. The Republican Party has drifted so far to the left that we didn't even realize it. But McCain has exposed everybody. You know, I was just reading a Mikhail Malcolm article where she connects John McCain and his Reform Institute to that multi-million-dollar, what is it, Soros?
George Soros, yeah.
Was donating money to McCain's institute.
But see.
And some of McCain's staffers right now work for that institute.
But see, that's Clinton.
That would go back to the Clinton connection. He's got the same, McCain is involved with those same people.
Sir, I mean, I don't know if you know this, but I'm sure you do. Remember back in the last two Clinton elections, McCain's wife kept getting caught campaign fundraising and wearing Hillary pins?
No, I don't remember that.
Look it up.
I mean, dog.
Well, I mean, look, it's the Republican Party itself. Wants big government. They want, all this corporate welfare. And I'm sorry. I mean, have you seen the reports about Roger Ailes and the head of the owner of Fox, Rupert Murdoch, having fundraisers for Hillary?
No, I haven't seen that.
The problem, gentlemen, that we have is that as a nation, we're running out of time.
We've been betrayed. We've been infiltrated.
We've allowed it to happen, unfortunately.
We do have an army. We do have an army that we've never had before. And that is a huge army of people that are now unemployed, underemployed, scared that they're going to lose their job. Houses being repossessed. So for the first time, Mr. Stanley, you got an army.
Well, he does have an army. He is the vice president of Rolling Thunder Motorcycle Rally, Washington, D.C. I mean, you guys have gotten how many people out on their motorcycles many times?
Well, this past Memorial Day weekend, we probably had 600,000. That has turned into, and I'm one of the founders of Rolling Thunder, and that's turned into one of the largest special events, annual special events in Washington, D.C. They look forward to it because the vets come in and they're all there for the POW, servicemen, misbehaved.
And do you have a way of emailing or letting them all know, or do they already know?
The organization is a nonprofit organization, so we have to be very careful about that. But word of mouth to get around, and people can act individually, but as an organization, we cannot come out and do something like political. We have to be very careful of that.
But at Vietnam Veterans Against McCain, which is VietnamVeteransAgainstJohnMcCain.com, and we'll get links to that up on the websites, people could get in there and expose him.
Sure. And people are really, we're getting plenty of people reading our website. It's gotten off to a small start, like a pebble tossed out in a little pond. The little ripple started, but it's getting bigger and bigger. And so, and it's similar to what happened when we went up against John Kerry. We were the first to open up on John Kerry. We took a lot of crap. Same stuff is still being thrown at us about McCain. It was thrown at us about John Kerry. We weathered it, and the next thing you know, the swift boat, John O'Neill's crowd jumped in, and they just took it on home.
But let's be clear. But let's be clear. In my opinion, and when you're talking about these globalists, it's all the same. McCain is much worse than even Kerry.
Yes. Because we know where Kerry's coming from. McCain is a deceiver. He is the great deceiver. You can't trust him. And I want to remind people that McCain was only just a one little breath away from accepting the vice president position with John Kerry. He was actually shielding John Kerry from the Swift Boat bit.
So you're hoping that by the convention, I mean, what do you do if he's got all the delegates and Romney and others have who's just as bad as have got?
We don't care. We know if we can move from 5 to 10% of the Republicans that normally vote to say I'm not going to vote for McCain, that will cause McCain to lose and the Republicans to lose. The Republican establishment knows that, and if they see that coming into the convention, they're going to have to do some tap dancing, and we hope they're going to eject or jettison John McCain.
And then have a brokered convention and get somebody else.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to have you up again next week. Who knows, even tomorrow. Could you come on for a part two tomorrow or on Monday, sir?
Sure. Maybe I'll have the website up and working by the end. By the way, we're getting state coordinators. We're getting people all over the place that are signing on to get people. Just go to people and say, pledge to us and sign this pledge. It don't mean anything other than you're saying you're not going to vote for John McCain. Period.
Okay, folks, go to the website and do that. Vietnam Veterans Against John McCain. Ted Sampley, thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you. Call me back anytime.
All right.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border, back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues, too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now, to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
I want to thank Larry Nichols for spending time with us today. We're going to have a final word from him in a moment. And I hope that you'll take his words very serious. We weren't taking calls during this interview, and I had a call into the board. Somebody got the back line going, this guy is incredible, blah, blah, blah. I've checked out everything he's talking about, and you just, I guess, weren't around during the whole Clinton scandals, okay? This guy had the media go over him with a fine-tooth comb. He's the guy that released all the big scandals. He did do the things he said he did, and I want to say something to the Free Republic people. and even some of the WorldNet Daily folks and all of them that have sold out to the neocons that think all this is cute. You've been gamed by the puppet masters, as Larry says. As much as I like this other group going after McCain, and he is bad, they're putting him in. And they mean for him to fail and for Ann Coulter to now endorse Hillary and for that to happen. Now, we can shoot down McCain early, and I hate to play lesser of two evils. I mean Huckabee, even though he's CFR, would be better than this guy. I mean, you can't get any worse than McCain. But he's a Clintonista. He's in bed with him completely, just like Fox News is. And good job, Freepers, all of you. You've helped destroy the country. You just love to hate Islamo-fascists so much when our own boys, our own system, created it. Larry Nichols, final comments on the point I just made.
Well, first off, to Sergeant Stanley, what a terrific hero. It don't matter. He ain't going in. McCain's not to be there to go in. Hillary's going in. That's where we fight. Congress is where we win. And to the people that don't believe, look, my life's an open book. I don't hide. I don't hide my phone number. I don't hide my phone. I don't hide my address. And as Alex knows, from the BBC to, good God, the Washington Post to the New York Times to the Time Magazine to NBC, CBS, 60 Minutes. Look, folks, if they'd spotted me telling one little fib, it'd have been over. It ain't over yet.
Well, Larry, I'm not going to wait 5 years to have you back on. I want to get you back up in the next few weeks because you're the Clinton expert. And I just really appreciate all the fine work that you've done, my friend. Go ahead and give out your number for other talk shows that may want to interview you.
501-329-1159.
Thank you so much, Larry Nichols. Take care.
Thank you.
Folks, the show's basically over. If you missed any of the first or second hour, it was all invaluable information. I mean, very important show today. The second hour was off the charts important. Call everybody you know. Email your email list. That's how we grow. It's how we reach more people. Tell them go to the new Infowars.com. Tell them go to PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com. Get this information. We know what the globalists are doing. We understand. We tell you decades before what's going to happen. We know. We're the people that know. This is what we do full time. This is who we are. And some of the greatest assets we have are people that work for the system, who when they saw dead children, and that's always the story we get, just finally had their Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus moment. So please, when the show ends in about 2 minutes, go to Infowars.com if you missed any of it, and there's the streams right there. The show's going to restart. Also, I have produced 18 films. That's how we fund this operation. I've been so busy lately, I haven't even been plugging them. You can see them online right now at prisonplanet.tv and get a membership for 15 cents a day. Get a couple months free when you sign up for a year or just get a trial monthly for $5.95. That supports us, but the most important thing is the info. Or get hard copies of the DVDs, books, films we carry, not just the films I made, at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. They're bringing in martial law. They're bringing down the country. I agree with him. The economic attack is worse than any terror attack, and they're attacking us. Ball's in your court. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.